Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
Welcome. This is Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works. I'm Kerry Lutz. Episode 2. Mike, we're back here talking about real estate, how you actually make money. And a lot of people have different reasons for doing it. But obviously, if you're going to invest in real estate, you got to get started. How do you get started? What do you need to do?
Well, that's one of the great things that I teach you how to do is it doesn't matter how much money you're starting with. You know, a lot of times the hurdle is, I don't have $100,000. I don't have $200,000. That's why I show you how to do this step by step. And I've shown you properties, you know, properties in Florida for less than $2,000. There's properties in other areas of the country that you can buy for $500. And they're abundant. It's not that there's a few out there. I mean, when I show you exactly what you need to do, you can get started immediately. But the first thing you need to do is you need to decide if you want to invest in land, if you want to invest in rental properties, if you want to do this remotely. That's what you need to decide first, and I'll take it from there.
So you got to make the decision to get started, and you got to put away your self-doubts, your fears. I'm sure when you bought that first property in Buffalo, you had some doubts and you had some fears, didn't you?
That's right. I mean, really, the only thing that separates me from you is that I made the move. I mean, of course I was scared. Of course I had doubt. But if I never made that first move, I would have never made the second move or the 50th move or the 100th move or the second 100th move. It all starts with taking action and deciding that you're ready to take control and you're ready to start investing in real estate regardless of what you're working with.
So when you say you don't need much money, you buy a piece of land, but then what do you do with it?
Well, one of the techniques I teach you how to do is how you could sell this to a worldwide audience. And when I say that, let me explain. Now, I'm not going to talk about my best deals or, you know, deals I did one or two times. Let me just tell you this. I just purchased a property. I mean, you're talking less than a month ago, a quarter acre of land, and I paid $100 for it. Now, you're probably wondering, how did I pay $100 for it? And it was simply because nobody was bidding against me. That happens. You know, when there's, you know, 1,000 properties or 3,000 properties being auctioned in a 2-3 day period, and there's only 500 buyers, there is going to be properties that have no bidders on it. And I wasn't looking to buy a $100 piece of land, let me tell you that. But at the same time, I'm an opportunist. If I see a great deal, yes, I might only sell it for $2,000-$3,000. But for a lot of people, that's their start. I mean, you might only have a couple $100.
And how much do you think that piece of property, how much do you think you could get for it now?
Well, if I just used one of my techniques, which for this property, the technique I would probably use is I'd simply make a basic listing. I'd put it online on one of the many sites I show you guys how to use. And I would have people compete to bid against it. Now, you know, what if I only got $1,500? What if I got $2,000-$3,000 for it? I know there's no way on earth that I'm not going to get my money back and probably 10 times more at a minimum.
$100. I mean, look, that could be dinner. I mean, how can you go wrong spending $100 on a quarter acre piece of real estate in almost any place in the country?
Yeah. And let me tell you this too, Kerry. I mean, forget about that deal for $100. I mean, yes, I've bought lots for $500, many of them, but a typical deal, let's talk about a typical deal. If you were just starting out and you didn't have a lot of cash, what I would do, if there was a blink of an eye and suddenly I was starting with zero, I was starting from square one, but at least I have my knowledge, what I would do is precisely what I've done over and over again. You can buy lots, residential lots in South Florida that used to be $40,000, $50,000. Now, forget about the fact they used to be $40,000, $50,000. But remember one thing too, real estate always comes roaring back. I mean, I think there's been maybe 17 serious real estate crashes, and every single time it's come roaring back. But let's take an example. I mean, typically, here's another deal I did, and this is more typical. I bought a residential lot for $1,550, and I resold it for over $5,000. Right online, spending a couple $100s on marketing, but that's what I show you how to do. You see, what do they say, that, you know, a little knowledge is really dangerous? Well, I don't want you to have a little knowledge. I want you to have a lot of knowledge, and I want you to feel like you can actually do this. And that's why I'm here. So if you're starting off small, that's fine. There's a start for you, owning free and clear properties. Now, if you have $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, of course that's going to catapult you to the next level, but a lot of us out there aren't working with that much money, so you got to start somewhere. So if land is your start, it's a tremendous start because you can get it at pennies on the dollar.
How much time do you have to spend looking for these properties, Mike? Is this a full-time job or a couple hours a week, or do you spend half an hour a day browsing listings? Really, how much of a commitment do you have to make, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, now with the power of the internet, it's absolutely tremendous. I mean, yes, in the old days, you'd have to show up, you know, you'd have to raise your paddle in the air, compete against a bunch of insiders. But now it's simply you go online, you can spend as little or as much time as you want. Remember, when I first started, I was working a full-time job. I mean, over 40 hours a week. But I knew there had to be a better way. And that's how I started, because I was driven to stop working for someone else. I was driven to provide for my family, to provide for my children's education, so I could have a good retirement. That's what drove me. So now this is my full-time job. But if you just have a couple hours a week, go to a couple of these sites that I show you. Use just a couple of these techniques. What do you really have to lose if you tie up less than $2,000 for a free and clear lot? I mean, something that's tangible. I mean, it's not a stock. It's not a piece of paper that can just go up in smoke. There's an old saying, you know, they're not making any more of it. I mean, land, they're really not making any more of it.
What about taxes? When you're buying land, is there much taxes on these properties you're buying?
Well, that's one of the great things about land, because what a lot of real estate investors do is they find these no money down deals, these owner financing deals. And what happens is you end up expensing yourself to death. You're paying interest and you're paying notes. And, you know, at the end of the rainbow, there's not really much left in it for you. So one of the tremendous things about land is that just as they used to sell for $40,000, $50,000, when those suddenly crumbled down, and now the taxes are less than $100 a year on a lot of these lots. So your tax burden, I call it your carrying cost, are significantly lower than they've ever been.
So you're not going to be having a lot of out-of-pocket costs to carry this stuff. A lot of people are saying, but you got to go look at the good markets where real estate prices are going up, and that's the place to be. What's your feeling about where you find these deals?
Well, you know, what I've found is I like the markets that have always been stable. I love markets where there was never a boom, never a crash. But if there was a boom and then a crash, that's your opportunity to come in and get these prices at an all-time low. To me, the money is made when you buy the property. So if you're buying a piece of property so far under market value, the chance of losing goes way down and your chance of making money goes way up. So regardless of the economy, regardless of if we're in a recovery or if we're in a depression, the idea is just to buy it so far under market value that your chance of losing goes way down. And then you're able to turn these to a worldwide market. You got to understand, you know, there's people all over the world that are clamoring to buy U.S. properties, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know where to look. So when you put the property in front of them using just a couple of these marketing techniques, you get people competing against the property you just purchased. And that's how I love to do it. Buy it so far under market value that people are literally competing to buy the property from me, and they end up getting a good deal. So it's a win-win. My money's made when I buy the property. I've never worried about selling a property because I always buy so far under market value.
So what about competition? Aren't there a lot of other people trying to do this too? Aren't you worried that you're going to get squeezed out of the market?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of my students have told me that. They say, Mike, why are you sharing these things? You know, why are you you know, exposing the quote unquote secret. To me, they're not secrets. I mean, this is just simply how to buy the properties under market value. So the truth is, there's always going to be deals, regardless of the economy. I mean, if I taught all of you guys how to do this, there's still deals for me. You know, I've taught so many students, yet I can go to any auction I want and still get great deals. Because it's not that they're scarce. It's just you need to know where to look. And that's what I love sharing with people.
I just want to give you a hypothetical situation. Hypothetical investor, got $10,000. You're not limited any place in the country. You can go anywhere. Where would you go and what would you buy with it?
Right now, today. Now, of course, I invest in Phoenix, Arizona, upstate New York, South Florida. I have properties in Southern California. But right now, if I had exactly $10,000, where I would go is South Florida, because right now that's the sweet spot. You know, in 2014, it was the number one foreclosure state, and it is getting better. Things are getting more positive, but the great thing is there's still so many deals out there as long as you know where to look. And what I personally would do is I would just build my wealth through investing in land. You know, I know a lot of people think, well, land, you know, why would you want that? I mean, well, remember this too, if you're just starting out, you don't have to worry about putting a new roof or plumbing or windows or any of those things, painting the place. You're able to start off, and when you steal the property, now you're in a winning position. I mean, I'll give you just one more example. You know, there was a commercial lot here in South Florida, and they were trying to sell it. The bank was, they were trying to sell it through a realtor, and they were asking $420,000. Well, when it ended up going through auction, I was the only bidder yet again, and I paid less than $26,000 for a commercial lot. They were asking $420,000. Now, listen, I'm not going to tell you you're going to find these deals all day, every day, but what I am going to tell, this is not get rich quick. Remember this, guys, you know, slow and steady wins the race. If I wasn't in the game, if I wasn't on the auction that day, I was actually looking at other pieces of property. I thought this lot would sell for $80,000, $90,000 at a minimum. But I was there. I had my money in the bidder account. No one else wanted it. I spent about 30 seconds doing research. I realized what a tremendous, you know, Zillow, you know, they have all these websites out there, and you got to take them with a grain of salt. You know, do your own due diligence. But Zillow was telling me the property was worth well into the six figures. So I knew they couldn't be that far off if I was to pay less than $26,000. I knew that was a tremendous deal. And you know what? I've had offers for four or five times what I've paid already, but I'm not interested in selling. You know, I'm in a position where I can hold this lot. And you know what? I'm going to get a huge payout at the end of the rainbow.
That's great. So Florida appears to be the land of the rainbows, huh?
Right now, I got to tell you too, you know, upstate New York, they have 3,000-4,000 properties that they auction over a 3-day period. You know, there's countless lots you can buy for $500 that don't even end up getting sold. So even if you just stuck them online and sold them for $1,000, $1,500, you know, matter of fact, just in October, I was at the auction. There was a gentleman who was sitting right next to me, and he just kept buying land. And I said, you know, what are you doing? You know, I didn't know that he even knew one of my techniques. But he says, you know, I buy these lots for $500. If it ends up going for $600, I don't buy it. If it's $500, I buy it. What I do is I stick it on Craigslist, and I sell them for $5,000. I said, you know what? Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell him what I do for a living, but I said, you know, this is a smart guy, you know, buys them for $500, puts it on Craigslist, you know, a New York piece of property, sells them for $5,000. They already got water, power, you know, everything right to the street. And you know what? He found his niche.
So key is having a real discipline, sticking to it, and then using the marketing techniques.
That's right. Because remember, the key to me is buying it cheap. That's what I like to show you how to do, is how you get the property cheap. It's not so important where you buy. Now, if you're looking to buy a piece of land in Los Angeles, of course your options are going to be limited and you're going to need more cash. But if you live in a city like Los Angeles, why wouldn't you look outside the box and look at some of these, you know, more blue collar areas? You know, there's a lot of these blue collar areas where you just don't have as much competition. That's what I found. The less competition you have, and you got to stay disciplined. You know, you see people that I call it auction fever. Their egos get involved. They start bidding against each other. And now they want to pound their chest that, oh, I'm the winner. You know, I'm going to edge you out. You know, if somebody wants to beat me on a property, go ahead, because I know there's so many more out there.
Makes a lot of sense. Bet with your pocket and not with your head. Hey, Mike, people want to find out more information about you and your techniques, get some free info, where should they go?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about me, more about my processes, just go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started now. Teach Me Mike. That's what I love to do. I love to teach you exactly what I've done for the last 12 years, hundreds of transactions, millions of dollars. That's my passion.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.